We're going to try and make not being together work. First we were separated, then we met, and then we were together. Now we're going to try and be separated again. We think actually some sort of giant rubber band might be the best solution. Of course, when you were a kid in school, you get separated for having too good a time. If you two kids don't stop laughing and having fun, I'm going to have to separate you. And the kid finds out his parents are breaking up, and he thinks it's because they got caught fooling around, which is probably true.
Hairdo?
Yeah.
You look like Brenda Starr.
Is that good?
Better than Dondi.
Hey, my God, look at that. David and Beth Luckner. You know, I heard a rumor their marriage was a little rocky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a little thing for Beth Luckner.
Well, I have to admit, I've always thought David was kind of sponge-worthy.
Yeah. I've waited on their marriage for 3 years.
Yeah, me too. Well, I've been waiting out 2 or 3 marriages, but this is the one I really have my eye on.
This car up there is taking up like 3 parking spaces.
Oh, that's mine.
You have a car?
Well, my friend Elise lent it to me for the week. She's out of town.
You know, I've never seen you drive.
Me neither.
Jerry? Elaine, hi.
Hi, David.
Hi, Beth.
George, this is my husband, David.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hello. So, George, you're the one who works for the Yankees, right?
Yeah. Why, what do you do?
Well, I sell insurance, but Beth used to be Don Mattingly's doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
A physician married to a salesman. I gotta tell you, Beth, you could have done a lot better than him.
Hey, Mickey, what's going on?
I'm very nervous. I'm auditioning to be in the Actors Studio tonight.
Really?
It's a method, Jerry. It's intense.
Kramer's going to be my scene partner.
Kramer?
He doesn't have to say anything. He just has to sit there. I'm playing a detective.
Yeah, and I'm playing a businessman accused of murder.
Oh, boy. Well, I got to meet Elaine and run some errands, so.
Yeah. Now look at this, Mickey. His pants are falling apart, huh?
You know, when I first met you, Kramer, you used to wear jeans all the time.
Yeah, well, I was a different man then.
With a different body.
Hey, I got the body of a taut, preteen Swedish boy.
I don't know.
Now, what are you thinking? You think that I'm not able to wear jeans anymore? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's what you're saying, Jerry, I'll go and I'll buy some jeans. I swear to God, I will. Don't think I won't, Jerry. All right. That's it.
God, it is so great to drive again. I miss it so much.
Come on, a left turn signal, you moron!
Whoa!
So nauseous. She's the worst driver.
You know what? On my first road test, I hit a dog. I think it was a golden retriever. No. It was a yellow lab. Oh, I gotta check my messages.
Hey! I'm so carsick, I'm gonna vomit.
Oh my God, Jerry! My friend Kim called. David and Beth got separated last night.
Huh?
They're getting divorced!
What is our move? What do we do?
I don't know, but we don't have much time. City's probably teeming with people that have been waiting out that marriage.
Right.
It's like when a tenant does in a rent-controlled building. You got to take immediate action.
Yeah, but David and Beth are going to need their grieving time.
Their grieving time's a luxury I can't afford. I'm calling Beth tonight, and if you want a clean shot at David, I suggest you do likewise.
Yeah.
But we got to make it seem like we're not calling for dates.
Well, then why are we calling?
Question, why are we calling?
Why are we calling?
Calling.
I got it. We're calling just to say, I'm there for you.
I'm there for you.
Then, after a period of being there for you, we slowly remove the two words for you, and we're just there. Hey!
Hey, remember Beth and David from yesterday? They got separated.
Really? Well, you don't think it had anything to do with what I said, do you?
What'd you say?
You know, that thing about her being too good for him? I mean, I was just being folksy. They could tell I was being folksy.
Yeah, I thought you were being folksy.
Totally folksy.
What'd you get there?
Yeah, I bought dungarees.
Kramer, they're painted on.
They're slim fit. Slim fit?
Yeah, streamlined.
You're walking like Frankenstein.
I just got to be worked in a little bit, that's all.
Well, David, it happens.
Sure, Beth, these things happen. So, have you too many people yet?
It's really nobody's business.
Anyway, I just called to tell you that I'm there for you.
There is, where you want me to be.
Sure, dinner would be fine.
And I can just be there. For you.
All right, you gotta help me.
What's wrong?
I can't get my pants off, and Mickey's audition is in 20 minutes. You know, I'm supposed to be a businessman. I gotta be in costume.
All right. Undo them.
Yeah, I already
get them
did it. It won't come off.
Okay, you just gotta wiggle your hips a little bit.
Cool down.
All right, that's good. Let me try getting them from the bottom. Just give me a...
Wait, Jerry. Wait a minute.
Oh, man, these are tight. Quench your hips in.
I am squinting my hips.
Quench them.
All right.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Let me just think for a second here.
You better hit me. Hey, give me.
Hold it. Look. You're going to need the jaws of life to get out of those things.
Look, I don't have time to wait. I'm going to be late.
Maybe you can soak in a tub.
You better get the door.
It was nice to get your call.
Well, I just want you to know I'm there for you. Of course, now I'm here for you, but when I'm not here for you, I'm there for you.
Well, wherever you are, I appreciate it.
So how did this all happen?
Well, actually, it had a lot to do with George's comment.
Is that right?
I thought maybe I could do better.
Maybe.
Well, it wasn't just that. I realized after 3 years of marriage that David's little quirks were getting on my nerves a little.
3 years is a long time to be married.
Like, in the middle of our fight last night, he did this thing that he always does, where he asks questions to himself aloud and then answers them.
Am I happy Beth left me? Of course not. Can I hope to pick up the pieces and move on? Absolutely.
You're going to pick up the pieces.
We just have third anniversary on April 8th.
10.
Right. You know, as far as I'm concerned, this whole thing is George's fault.
Well, David, the thing about George is that he's an idiot.
All right, auditioning next is Mickey Abbott. Doing a scene from the Terrence Hooker play, Flesh Wounds in Ithaca.
Sorry, my scene partner isn't here yet, so I guess...
Hey. Sorry, I'm late.
What's with the jeans? You're supposed to be a businessman.
Yeah, I know, it's a long story.
Well, just get up here. Sir? Bradley. I guess this is the last place you expected to find yourself. But we're going to be here a while, so take a seat. You know, if it hadn't been for that secretary of yours, I said sit down. Are you deaf, Bradley? I said sit down. Bradley, it's very important that you sit down. Now, for the last time, try again to sit down. Sit down, you big stupid egg!
Did I have a great time with David Luckner last night? I sure did. Do I think there's a future here? I don't see why not.
I'll tell you, that there for you crap was a stroke of genius.
Oh, please.
Never mind.
Ah, come on.
You're a genius.
All right.
What's going on?
What's going on? You're the man of the hour. That's what's
That's
going on.
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, thanks to you and your little comment there to David and Beth, Jerry and I are in prime pouncing position to scoop these two up before they know what hit them.
So it was my comment that broke them up?
According to that?
Yeah.
I feel terrible. I can't be responsible for breaking up a marriage.
Oh, no. Well, where are you going?
Well, I gotta go talk to Beth.
Talk to Beth?
And I gotta undo what I did.
You're not undoing anything.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
All right, get out of my way. All right, don't make me get physical here.
You be careful, George.
Jerry told me that it might have been my comment in the coffee shop that broke you up.
Well, you know, it's funny, George. Sometimes you don't know how you're really feeling about something until a person like you comes along and articulates it so perfectly.
Articulate? Me? I've never articulated anything. I'm completely incoherent.
I don't know about that. Hold on. Hello. Hi. Yeah, last night I did too. Really? That's so funny. He's here right now.
Could you put him on? I'd love to say hello.
Sure. George is here.
He wants to talk to me?
Yeah, he says he wants to say hello.
Sweet guy. Hello?
George, what the hell are you doing over there? I told you to mind your own business. Now stay out of my affairs.
Oh, Jerry, that is so sweet of you, but actually, I already ate.
Hey, what? What the hell are you talking about?
Now, you listen to me. You got an apartment. This incident.
Screw this up for me.
What, chocolate chip mint? Actually, Jerry, I prefer chocolate chip. What is it about the chocolate and the mint that makes it go so well together?
What are you talking about?
Oh, of course you can use it, sure.
You're not
okay.
What are you talking about?
Bye-bye.
Hey. Are you still wearing those things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they're starting to loosen up a bit. Oh, hi, Mrs. Zandvino.
Oh, Kramer, would you do me a favor? My babysitter hasn't shown up. Could you come watch Joey for an hour?
Yeah, sure, Mrs. Zandvino. Yeah.
Oh, he's sleeping already. You don't have to do anything until I get back.
See you later, bud.
See you later. Hello?
Hi, Jerry, it's Beth.
Oh, hi, Beth.
Hi. I've been doing a lot of thinking today, and I don't know. Maybe I made a huge mistake.
I'm feeling very confused.
I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Trouble.
What?
George.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn.
What do we do?
What do we do? You get your ass over to Best Tooth Suite. That's what we do. And turn on some of that so-called charm you're always telling me about.
Yeah, I can try and do that.
You don't try, you do it. I got the loser in this relationship, and I'm breathing new life into him. You give me 3 more days, he won't be able to remember her name. You got the winner. You got the easy part. All right, let's go. I'll drive you over there. Come on.
You go on ahead. I'll take the bus.
What? I'm parked right outside. Let's go. Come on.
No, I'll take the subway.
No, it doesn't matter. Come on. I'll take you.
I can hitchhike.
What's your problem?
Really not necessary.
What's your problem? Come on.
The shoelaces that you bought me, they worked out well.
But you know, if you need some more, I can get them for you.
Should be a while, though.
Like that.
I don't feel so good. Anyway, Pat.
You know, I was thinking on my way over how when I was 9, I wanted these handball sneakers. They were all black, but they only came in adult sizes. So, you know, I never got the sneakers.
Oh, really? My father left us when I was 9. So, I guess that's why I have such a fear of abandonment.
Wow, that's so touching.
Yes, it is.
Hey, it's George.
Oh, maybe we should go someplace else.
No, let's go in.
Oh, hi, David.
Hi, George.
Elaine.
Hi.
Listen, David, I want to apologize,
George,
about the comments.
Please.
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah, this is my fiancée, Susan. This is David.
Oh, fiancée. Boy, you could have done a lot better than him. Come on, Lynn, let's go.
You were so incredible in that scene yesterday. The rage.
Right. The rage. Tons of rage. Please. Hello.
Mickey.
Oh, hi, Kramer.
What do you want? I'm a little busy.
Look, you gotta do me a favor.
What? No, I can't.
You owe me.
I got you in Actor's Studio. They thought what we did was the scene.
All right. I'll be right over.
Oh, you ready?
You know what, George? Why don't you go ahead? I think I'd like to be alone for a while.
Oh, sure. You want to be alone? Sure, I understand that. You want a little time to think, ponder things, ruminate. You go ahead. A lot of stuff on your mind. You think things out. Think. Mull. Do a lot of mulling.
I gotta go find this kid. So all you gotta do is lay here, pretend you're asleep in case you get back. Here. Keep the covers open.
Why don't you just cut the stupid pants and get them off already?
Hey, I'm breaking them in and I'm feeling better.
What am I gonna do in here?
The lights out and your eyes closed. I'll be back.
The most unbelievable thing has happened. It is so unbelievable. I'm sitting in the coffee shop. I'm talking to Susan. We're talking about shoelaces, right? So in walks David, right? He walks right up to the table, right? I introduce him to Susan, and he says, now get this. He says, boy, you could do a lot better than this guy, huh? Same thing that I said to him. Just to get back to me. And then she says she wants to be alone for a while. Alone, Jerry. Think that she thinks that she could do better. Do you appreciate this? Do you see the irony of this? Do you see what's going on here? What's the matter?
I'm nauseous.
Is that what's hurting your appreciation for the story?
A little.
Because it's really a pretty good little story, don't you think?
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Joy, there you are. Hey.
Ah!
Joy!
The monster!
I'm the babysitter!
Good night, honey.
Good night.
It's got to have something to do with Kramer.
Elaine?
Hmm.
Here's to you being there.
And here.
Excuse me.
Hmm. Beth, David. I'll tell you, it's not bad. George, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I've been a lot to think about the wedding and all, and I've decided to go with the chicken.
Little kids, huh? You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
No, look, I was babysitting.
Yeah, all right.
Huh?
Sit down. What are you, deaf? I said sit down. Hey, for the last time, sit down.
Oh, yeah.